Welcome to the Fastest 5 Minutes, presented by Kroll and Mooring. I'm your host, David Robbins, bringing you a bi-weekly summary of significant government contracts, legal and regulatory developments that no government contracts lawyer or executive should be without. In tariff news, on March 8th, the president signed two proclamations imposing a 25% tariff on imported steel and a 10% tariff on imported aluminum. This came 1 week after the announcement of the imposition of global tariffs by the president. Now, there are a number of government contracts out there that permit the use of these materials, and the raw material costs may have just increased rather dramatically. We're fielding calls quite a bit on how to deal with this. Please contact your normal Kroll and Mooring contact, or myself, or Peter Ayer, if you have any questions along these lines. It's an interesting and challenging time for international sourcing of materials, and frankly, international M&A, given the new developments out of the administration. In bid protest and size status news, the SBA Office of Hearings and Appeals issued a decision, Analytic Strategies, Inc., and the number is VET 268, that was fascinating. OHA vacated a determination that Analytic Strategies, the company, did not qualify as a service-disabled veteran-owned small business, or SDVOSB, for set-aside task order award on a multiple award contract after it was acquired by a non-veteran-owned business. Although Analytic, the company, qualified at the time of award, it subsequently lost such status after it was acquired by the non-veteran-owned business, of course. Now, in accordance with the SBA's recertification rules, Analytic did the right thing. They updated their registration in the system for award management to reflect this change, thereby informing their customer, the GSA, that it no longer qualified for SDVOSB status, which is a bit of a mouthful, but you know where I'm going with that. GSA maintained that the company would qualify as an SDVOSB for orders issued under the contract and awarded Analytic a task order set aside for such businesses. The SBA initiated its own status protest, citing to the general rule that a business no longer qualifies as small after it has informed the procuring agency of its status change. The SBA Director of Government Contracting determined that Analytic was not eligible for the set-aside task order. In vacating the SBA's determination, OHA explained the distinction in the SBA's recertification rules. Specifically, for an offeror's eligibility to compete for set-aside orders and an agency's ability to take small business credit for such orders. The difference and the dynamic is fascinating, and we recommend the Analytic Strategies decision to any who follow set-aside rules, service-disabled veteran-owned contracting, and the recertification rules following transactions. Again, mentioned earlier, the M&A market is red hot. Companies are looking actively at small businesses who qualify in this set-aside regime or others. It's an important decision and one we need to be mindful of as people make their, and companies make their strategic decisions about who to acquire. And frankly, what of their contracts will maintain and last through the transaction close and thereafter? Okay. In a phrase I've never said, in bridge contract news, this may be the only time bridge contracts have ever made any news, in mid-February, Senator McCaskill's bill, S-2413, the Bridge Contract Transparency and Accountability Act of 2018, moved through committee. And if passed, it will require oversight of bridge contracts, or contracts in which a government agency renews an expired contract for a short period of time without competition. And it will increase transparency, public reporting, and minimize agencies' use of bridge contracts. Now, this is one thing we're going to want to watch, right? Because we all know the pressures on the acquisition system. Agencies are regularly pressed to get their acquisitions done in time before a contract expires. And frankly, appropriating funds by interim stopgap measures, one after another, lurching from shutdown possibility to shutdown possibility, harms their ability to plan. If we also take away the ability to issue bridge contracts, well, there's a possibility for some chaos in the marketplace for government contractors. So this is proposed legislation that we're going to be watching with great interest going forward. This concludes the Fastest 5 Minutes podcast, and we'll see you again in 2 weeks. In the meantime, if you need anything, I can be reached at 202-624-2627. Have a great week.
The Fastest 5 Minutes podcast is brought to you by Kroll & Mooring LLP. Subscribe on iTunes, and if you enjoy our show, please leave us a review. You can find more information at kroll.com/govconpodcast.